This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here, bring up what you want. Manchester bombing now has resulted in the military taking to the streets in the UK. Also, the latest from Venezuela. We can talk about all that. You can bring up anything you want as well. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. And joining you here in our Keene, New Hampshire studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. We were talking about schisms, and I was making the statement that I believe that they're good, that they're healthy, that they inevitably are going to happen when groups grow to a certain size. And I overheard you guys, it was in the other room, but I overheard you guys talking about the potential split in Bitcoin. So schisms don't just happen in the liberty movement. Mm. They happen in the geek community as well, where we're seeing
churches.
Absolutely. Somebody called about Jehovah's Witnesses earlier tonight. So, yeah.
That's where the term, I believe, schism came from.
Is that right?
I believe so.
So, yeah, I mean, this is nothing new. The fact that it's happening here in the cop block scene or wherever is nothing new. In fact, people are like, oh, well, it's happening in New Hampshire, so I don't want to go there. Well, if you had
want to go to New Hampshire in the first place.
Well, right. But if you had a liberty movement as vibrant and as growing as we do here in New Hampshire, where you live in, you know, Ohio or Oklahoma or wherever, then
yeah, it's not cop block or cop watch, by the way. It's cop chasers.
That's his thing. Yeah, that's the new group. But originally it was cop watch. Then there was cop block. Now there's cop chasers. So
you know. No schisms among this. No schisms. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's been. So the points I wanted to make was the cop block schism at the national level. The cop block had gone so far from its original organizers' intentions. There was so much infighting that was going on the national level. These were people who didn't even live near one another. I mean, so the fact that, you know, we have thousands of liberty-minded people who've moved here, as the three of us have, there are these active migrations. There's like the Free State Project. There's Shire Society of these libertarians, voluntarists, people who love freedom coming here to New Hampshire. The fact that we have so many people here and really, honestly, so little real-life conflict and drama. Yeah, there's some people who, you know, snipe at one another on Facebook, but yeah, you get them in the same room together and they, you know,
you get
no problem.
If you stay off of Facebook, the drama is on Facebook.
For the most part.
Not in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true. But so again, online, you look at what happened with Cop Block. Things had gotten there was so much infighting, so much, you know, negativity between some of the people in Cop Block. Ademo Freeman, who was one of the original founders of it, at one point a few years ago, I think it's probably like 3 years ago now, he came in, sort of came out of retirement, basically, came in and cleaned house. He just basically shut down all the administrative accounts on Cop Block and started from scratch. And that's what he felt like he had to do. This, you know, decentralized organization of Cop Block had gotten out of control. And so he came back in and, you know, took control of it.
The heavy fist of centralization.
Yeah.
Came in and took over.
Yeah, I mean, decentralization has its strengths.
It does.
But there's sometimes where it can go a little bit too far, so to speak. So, I mean, there's plenty of examples of this happening. You guys were talking about Bitcoin, where maybe it's going to be Bitcoin Unlimited, or maybe it's going to be the Bitcoin Core.
I think Bitcoin could use a little centralization right now. And it's one of the things I happen to like about Dash, which is another one of our sponsors. One of the developers I spoke to, Daniel is his name, he described Dash as like a school of fish. They're all individuals, but they move together. Mm. And I'm not saying Dash is centralized. It's not. But it's got some centralized aspects to it that give it a real advantage.
So you want to talk to us about whatever's on your mind, you dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The fact remains, New Hampshire is the destination for libertarians. However active you want to get, that's up to you. But there's a lot that we can do here. There's a lot that we've already done successfully. We've had unprecedented successes in stopping bad laws and rolling some of the bad ones back and stopping new ones from being formed. So political successes, apolitical successes like epic civil disobedience that has been incredibly successful as well, but you can check out more about that over at victimlesscrimespree.com for a little taste of that.
I think we should, what I should do is go find a bunch of these Bitcoin millionaires that have been so wealthy by the process of Bitcoin and buy a big cruise ship. And then can outfit, instead, take out the berths and the cabins and those sorts of things, and outfit them in small apartments, not big ones, not ostentatious. Uh-huh. And then people can buy or rent the apartments. And then we can have a bunch, we have a libertarian vessel that goes wherever we want. We'll be right there in international waters, basically free from the get-go. All you have to do is go out. You can have... Yeah.
Bitcoin miners that where the heat generated converts water to steam and steam powers the entire thing.
Run by ASICs, right? you can have a satellite thing. We could do Free Talk Live right from the boat. And, you can leave all this infighting and stuff behind.
What makes you think you would leave it behind with a bunch of libertarians on a boat?
There'd be arguments, but there wouldn't be arguments on as
mutiny!
Crucial.
You wouldn't be able to leave easily.
People would be thrown
overboard.
Hold on. Ian, it'd be a cruise ship. You'd go to ports. People would be like, oh, let's go here, let's go there.
Uh-huh.
So
they could agree on where to go.
Well, there would be
somebody's going to have to be in charge.
On a hotel or a cruise ship, somebody's in charge.
Save your money, Mark. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. Hello.
By the way, the word schism, the great schism happened, I think, between the Catholic Church and Eastern Orthodox Church, like 1,000 years ago.
Yep.
So, I think that's the biggest one. I don't know if that's where the word comes from. If you guys had a boat of libertarians, that's a great question. Who would decide where it goes? You would need a democracy, which would go right back to...
Well, a democracy could be a way to decide where the boat goes. Or, in a hotel, which is essentially the same thing, right? Who decides where the boat goes? Well, there's, who decides what happens to the hotel? And the answer is that, there's some decentralized aspects. You get to decide what the temperature is or whatever, but the hotel manager decides most things. So in the case of the libertarian vessel, maybe what we would do is take some kind of, vote on where it is people want to go, and then, somebody who's skilled at this would say, okay, we'll go to this place, and this place, because they're kind of in a line, and we'll save that other place for next year.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what I always told you guys, is that societies tend to form some kind of hierarchical structure, or some kind of thing where they need to make a decision, like where to go. So it's inevitable that they will have some form of government. I mean, how can you...
Yeah, if that's what they choose for themselves, that's fine.
Right. Well, the thing about the boat is that when you leave, I'm not going to tax you. That the United States government can't say the same thing.
Right, no, that should be the same. If you leave the United States and you renounce citizenship, you shouldn't have to be taxed.
As a matter of fact, they're not going to tax you on the boat either. You would simply have to pay a certain amount for staying there. The idea of taxes where you pay based on your sort of ability to pay, it's kind of weird because it incentivizes people to not have an ability to pay.
Okay, so my topic today is about there is no such thing as a free lunch. And I think you guys pretty much agree with that, right?
Because no such thing as a free lunch. Pan snaffle.
Okay, awesome. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that it works both ways. It works on a societal level. So just because you're not paying taxes, let's say, for health insurance for someone or, society or whatever, doesn't mean you don't need health insurance. Everyone still needs it, but on a societal level, it just costs.
Do they really, though?
Health insurance kind of came about because of a tax scheme here in the United States. If it hadn't been for that, then maybe it would only be a catastrophic health insurance situation. It's the intervention of the government into the healthcare system that has driven prices, through the roof because there's four or five administrative pukes doing nothing for every doctor out there that is healing somebody.
Yeah, what if the healthcare costs were so affordable that, you know, I mean, we don't need hamburger insurance, right? Like, to go to McDonald's, we can afford to go and buy those things. We don't need computer insurance. We can buy these things because they're affordable.
There's very competition. Very few people, you know, have car repair insurance. And if you look at veterinarians, mm-hmm. there's basically a free market in healthcare.
Stand by, Greg. We can continue here in moments. 8:55. I'm not in love with insurance as a concept, especially when it's forced down our throats by the government. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? You can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue with Greg in New York, he's back on Free Talk Live. Greg, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Okay, so what if you got this Bitcoin millionaire, or Peter Thiel, who wants to give you the micronation, and you build your boat, and it's cooperatively owned, so there's no one, you know, tyrant who owns, tells everybody what to do, and everyone sets the rent. So that's a little bit like taxation, because if you're on the boat, you got to pay the rent.
No, it's nothing like it's nothing like taxation, because taxation is threatened on people. It's forced upon people who did not consent to it.
Well, you're going to, what he's saying is that there's this sort of new place, and I mean, the thing is that I guess, Greg, what you could do is you could buy your own boat, and then you don't have to be on this boat, if that makes sense. And there are people. I was down in Key West. I'm sorry, I was down in the Keys. I was in Key West, and I was talking to a guy who was, you know, an avowed commie, and he's like, I don't really know how property tax works because I've lived on a boat my whole life, but I went to the public school and. And my dad never paid any property taxes. So there's certain places in the United States where people are leeching off of the government school system and not having to pay because of property tax. Like, taxes are always sort of inherently unfair, even if people come up with, you know, people try to come up with systems that are fair. But what's it even mean?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I live in the building. And there are a lot of facilities that I don't use. You know, seniors use, let's say, the center or a room that I don't use. But I still have to pay, you know, someone's got to pay for that room. And I'm sure my rent goes towards that. Is that unfair? Well, yeah, it is. But I'm not looking for total fairness. By the way, if Libertarian Banker calls in, I just want to say in general, I would love to, you know, how you guys set up that debate. If we had more time, he asked a great question last time. He said, how is it that if you have single payer, right, the cost of living in Wyoming is much less than the cost of living in New York City?
Yep.
So how is it, right, that you would set the price? Central planning. How would you do that? And I think that's a great question. I'm not saying, by the way, that things should be centrally done. I'm not saying the federal government should be doing the health insurance, and I'm not saying that the EU or any large...
Who should? Central...
Well, I'm just saying... Decentralize all the things. I'm in favor of that. Like,
how do you decentralize massive welfare payments?
It's simple. Every community is going to be eventually run without government by apps. You literally will have like a WordPress that the community installs, except instead of blogs, they will have the rules that the community votes on. And it will be cryptographically secure. People will vote and simply... the currency and everything else will be just run through the community system. You move in, and the community has a certain amount allocated towards health insurance, other things. And that's how people will be able to help each other, especially after disaster. They'll be more resilient this way.
Well,
I see. So decentralized, like WordPress, that you get from WordPress.com.
so I've got this
well,
question.
You can host your own. You can host your own.
Right, but you get it from WordPress.com. You host your own after you download the software from WordPress.com
right.
from the central repository.
Right, there's levels of decentralization. Of course, the developers, like we're talking about Bitcoin right now, right? Who is going to control?
Well, I want to address the healthcare thing because I think that it's a really important issue that faces everybody. Yes. computers are going to make things significantly more efficient, and I can't wait until this great computer overmind fixes some problems. However, one of the things I saw when I lived in socialized medicine, under socialized medicine, is that some people didn't want to work. They didn't want to do the jobs that they had to do.
When was this?
Prison.
Oh, okay.
And they would go to sick call in the morning in order to avoid doing the work. And what you had was essentially socialized medicine incentivizing people to
laziness.
Call out of work and laziness and these sorts of things.
Because they're going to eat whether
or not
there's...
I think that's great, by the way. I think that's awesome. People don't want to work. They don't have to resort to dirty tricks. They should just be able to not work. That's
agreed.
Yeah, but who the hell's going to work?
Yeah, but should they get free medical care? I mean, they're driving up the cost for everybody because, look, if I'm really sick, but the guy with the fake sickness is in line ahead of me, there's only so many doctors to see them, and instead of getting seen at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be seen at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Well, those are the kind of fears that people trot out. And
fear? I'm telling no. Whoa. Fear my foot. I watch this crap happen every single day. Those stinking noob convicts would walk in and be like, I'm not picking up cigarette butts with a can.
Right.
I'm going to go to sick call. And that crap happened every day. That's not a fear.
Okay, two things. One, the prison probably did not have doctors competing for your business. They probably provided it. And
absolutely
two,
not.
You're talking about prison. There's so many things, including public school, I feel is a little bit like a prison, too.
There's
a lot of
dynamics there. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an open society where doctors can come and compete with other doctors, and everyone has a little bit of money to survive in case they fall in hard times. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, but, okay, so one of the things that confuses me here is that tonight you've said that you want people to be in, like, communities, small communities, not some sort of overarching behemoth federal government paying for all of this. But on the other hand, some of the ideas you're talking about would require some sort of overarching federal thing that can centralize and distribute money. It seems like you can't really have it both ways.
Just because you're used to it. You're used to the federal government doing this. New York City could run the whole health insurance locally. New York State could run the whole health insurance. Well, and they do, by the way. Insurance companies don't compete across state lines, but
yeah, they should.
That's by federal requirement, I believe.
Well, if they did compete across state lines, you just have the same situation as credit cards. They just move to the state that has the most provider-friendly policies, and then the credit cards give you huge interest rates, as big as they can, because they're located in that state. So everybody would just move to one state. That doesn't solve it.
If what you had, Greg, was a community that was trying the things you're talking about and all done on a consensual basis, I don't think that'd be a problem. But when it's being forced down on people across the board, that's when I start to object. I'm fine if somebody wants to live on a commune. That's their business.
I'm all for handing out the cough syrup to people who have colds. It's just that when that one person comes along that throws the whole thing out of whack, you know, that one person who's in such a comatic state that they can't see the difference between light and dark, or whatever, they're going to drive the costs up for everybody dramatically, and a community is not going to be able to handle that.
There's more coming up. Thanks for the call, Greg. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the clinic. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here as Bitcoin price once again record highs. As we've gone throughout the show here, tonight's at $2,293 right now at BitcoinAverage.com. Record high. So with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
It's certainly fun to watch as it goes up. People don't have as much fun watching as it goes down, but at some point it might go down again. You never know.
They're all going up. It's not just Bitcoin. It's all.
Yeah, Monero's up big today.
Yeah.
Big time, like double what it was the last time I looked.
Yep.
So, very cool stuff. We're always excited to see those things happen. You can join us here toll-free, by the way. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, if you've got Bitcoin or Dash or Monero or one of the other cryptocurrencies out there, you can go and get your shopping done and save big time at SaveItPurse.com. Save A-T Purse, SaveItPurse.com. You want to get something on Amazon? I just got a weed eater, actually. You can see it if you're watching the cam in the background back there. I got that at 20% off from the regular price at Amazon, thanks to SaveItPurse.com.
Yeah, now that you have a battery-powered weed eater,
yeah.
What did that cost you?
I don't know, $67 worth of
Bitcoin? Was it worth your manhood? I mean,
is that bad?
You gave up a gas powered weed eater for this? For this?
Yep.
What's its radial distance there? 4 inches? 5?
I have no idea.
I'm looking at that string. It looks like it doesn't go anywhere.
I don't know, Mark. I got the one that wasn't the smallest, though. There were different sizes on that.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You know what you need? You need a still.
That's, like, really expensive, right?
It's like it really works. It's
what's wrong with Black & Decker?
It's consumer-level stuff.
It only gets used a few times a year. I mean, this is New Hampshire. It's not like you have to.
Was it worth your manhood?
It's not like you got grass growing. I'm not even going to be using the damn thing. I hire people to do that stuff. I gave up doing lawns. I did plenty of lawns when I lived in Florida. Did plenty of them. Okay, I had houses down there, and I mowed my own lawn plenty of times. And I don't want to ever do it again. So I guess I've given up my manhood because I don't like going out there and mowing the damn lawn because it's annoying and the grass stinks. And
grass stinks?
It's nasty. I don't like the smell of it.
I don't like the smell of fresh cut grass.
No. No. I like the smell of fresh rain outside. I like that. That's sort of the ozone smell. But fresh cut grass didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Can I tell you?
I mean, Johnson, he's living in an apartment a condominium. He didn't have to do any of that stuff anymore. It must be nice.
With his cats.
Yeah.
You guys.
I do want to get start a garden, but I won't be using a weed eater on it. No need for that.
We had some good luck with those hanging baskets that do the tomatoes on them.
Oh, yeah. I hate
tomatoes.
Topsy-turvy. You hate tomatoes?
Yeah, I hate tomatoes.
Those really are
the
reason
for a garden.
I like
to do those hanging baskets with strawberries in them, though. That would
They have a strawberry variant for you.
That sounds nice.
What in the world do you want a garden for if tomatoes aren't the thing? I mean, that's the number one thing that you can grow on your own and truly get the benefit from. Because fresh-grown tomatoes taste so much better. Better than store-bought ones.
Fresh-grown herbs are also a wonderful thing to
do. Yeah, I mean, you do cook a lot more than I do. Yeah, yeah. My wife has a big herb garden.
Let me tell you, fresh oregano is way better than the store-bought stuff. When you dry it yourself and you just...
Could just get it from Laura.
Okay, well, I could do that.
That's Mark's wife.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, SaveATPurse.com.
By the way,
SaveATPurse.com. You can save big money on pretty much anything you want to buy through Amazon. I do it all the time. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's see here. We were talking about the troops in the streets in the UK that have been deployed after this bombing that occurred last night. The bomber who killed himself detonated his suicide bomb in the foyer of the Manchester Arena Monday night as thousands of children and their parents streamed out at the end of the concert by U.S. pop star Ariana Grande, sending bolts and shrapnel flying into victims. They said that it was a nail bomb, so
yeah,
that's why they're saying they were bolts. The death toll from the attack rose from 19 to 22 on Tuesday in what was the worst terrorist attack in Britain since the 7/7 attacks in London in 2005. Two girls aged 8 and 18 and a 26-year-old man were the first to be named among the victims, with 59 other people hospitalized, several with life-threatening injuries, including a number of teenagers.
My son is 9. I can't imagine taking him to a concert.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just he's just not into music or whatever.
That's got to be it, because, I mean, a lot of these kids are big time into, pop music, and when their favorite pop star is in town, then that's all they're talking to their parents about, right? Like, Jack talks to you about he's into the solar system, right?
Nine does seem a little young for it, though, but I would think more like, early teens.
Well, definitely early teens go to an Ariana Grande
concert. We just went to a Lego event in Leominster or something out there in Mass.
What do they have, like a moving event that goes to different places? Or?
They have conventions. Different clubs will put on conventions. So this one had they had a bunch of vendors and then a bunch of displays. There's a battleship Missouri, the one that the treaty was signed on.
Yeah.
It was the size to the size of minifigures. So the Lego minifigure guys. There was this battleship was to that size. It was gigantic, and it was pretty amazing stuff.
Now, who found out about that? Did he know about it, or did you find out about it first?
I think Laura hunted that down. He's not very connected.
He's not with it like that. He's not connected. I mean, he's on the internet. He's not, in a Lego community
He watches people play Minecraft on the internet. I mean, that's all.
He doesn't play it himself. He watches.
He plays it, but, he wants to see what other people are doing, too.
That is so big, by the way, this Twitch Oh, Twitch.
Yeah. You're just hearing about Twitch?
No, I heard about it like a year or so ago. I mean, it's a big deal. The whole watching people play video games.
I mean, there's also Twitch. Now YouTube gaming as well.
Yeah, YouTube started their own competitor too. Twitch is a website.
Microsoft has as well, actually, now.
I don't know who owns Twitch, but Twitch is a video streaming site that is specifically about video gaming. Correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's just all video streams of people playing video games. And I guess some of them, they give, like, live commentary. Others, it's just them playing or whatever. PewDiePie is the most worldwide famous of these gamers. He's got a YouTube channel. Probably also has a Twitch, would be my guess. Yeah. But this is huge. This PewDiePie guy that he's talking about was, or maybe still is, the number one YouTube channel. And all he does is play video games and reacts to them. Now, it's the reactions that make it probably that make him different from the other channels, right? That
are talk show hosts. I mean, I've listened
by themselves.
To,
yeah,
I've listened to them enough. Yeah. They are talk show hosts, and my son watches.
Except they don't have guests; they're just talking.
We
themselves.
Don't have guests.
Well, they don't have callers.
They don't have... Well, so what? I mean, they've okay. got... Sometimes they'll bring on another person. They'll interact. They've got the video game to talk about. They talk about other things. These people are legit talk show hosts. There's no difference between what we do and what they do. They provide unique audio content through the medium of their human voice.
True.
And
true.
People...
And videos, gaming.
You know, and there's something to watch, but I listen to it. I've never watched any of this stuff, but my son listens to this guy, Stampy Longhead, and...
Okay.
You know... We like him because he doesn't. He isn't filthy mouth.
He's not cursing a
like
lot.
Some of those other people are.
Right.
But you know, I mean, some of the voices are just irritating as they could possibly be.
Yeah.
Others, I think, are you know got good content. Mostly, I wish that he would listen to you know stuff that's more educational. But you know, you got to have entertainment.
It's interesting though. I mean, like how popular it is. Like, there's a lot of people who would just rather watch other people play the video games rather than play them themselves.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I've watched a number of these things. Like, I find some of it to be interesting. And it's like, oh, well, I don't have to actually buy this game. I can just watch this other person play it. And, you know, I can stop it any time that I want. And sometimes the commentary is interesting or entertaining. I've watched the React channel where they'll have I like that because they have different people playing the games and so you get different reactions to the same thing that's happening on screen. So they'll have like the elders play and then they'll have the teens play and so on and so forth.
I watch reenactments of not physical reenactments but like sort of graphic reenactments of ancient battles.
No, this isn't reenactments. This is React where they're reacting to
things. I'm just saying this what I watch on YouTube.
Wow, that's really geeky. Mm-hmm. Toll free number here, 855-450. Free. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Well, we were talking about bombings, but ended up talking about pop culture instead, which is fine. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. But what sparked the conversation was the Manchester bombing of the Ariana Grande concert, which has resulted now in at least 22 people who have perished due to a man who suicide bombed. And apparently, according to the story here at The Guardian, the bomber was conveniently carrying identification on him when he blew himself up. In the aftermath, armed police raided Mr. Abedi's house in the Fallowfield area in South Manchester and carried out a controlled explosion, apparently blasting open the front door. A 23-year-old man was arrested in nearby Wally Range, where Abedi spent some of his childhood. Armed officers also searched a block of flats in the area. And an ISIS-related website claimed the attacker was a caliphate soldier who had killed crusaders, although it remains unclear what links, if any, Abedi had to the terror group. Did the ISIS-related website know that he attacked an Ariana Grande concert? I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's a real stretch of propaganda to claim that these teenage girls and their parents were crusaders in any way, shape, or form.
I think that basically anybody who's from Europe would be then, therefore, as far as they're concerned, crusaders. I mean, this is
stupid.
They're agreed. Yeah. They're a real us versus them organization.
It's the government that are the crusaders. They're the ones who, I mean, if the terrorists are going to strike something, why do they keep striking the, you know, these soft targets, right? Why don't you strike the government?
Because it increases the shock value.
Yeah, because it's terror, right? They want people to be scared.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what they hope to achieve. You would think that feeling Middle Easterners that would, that they were trying to appeal to here would somehow consider this to be, like, that's a little beyond the pale, killing 8-year-old girls. I would think that that's what they would think, personally, but I don't think like a terrorist. So they're not going to come up on you in a fair fight. They don't want a shootout at 10 paces or anything like that. They want terrible things.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's more horror here that we could continue to describe to you, but as you might have predicted, it has resulted in the military being in the streets of Manchester.
It's funny. The first thought that I have is if you want to know what kind of horrible things that a terrorist might want, just watch the movie The Patriot starring Mel Gibson, and then you realize how that kind of works.
It's been a while. I remember liking the film, but I don't remember much else about it.
It's just, I mean, you can make the comparison about terrorists to the Revolutionary War with American soldiers who
started
guerrilla warfare,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know,
but they did
extremely disgustingly uncivilized.
How often did they do guerrilla warfare against civilians? They almost entirely did it against, state actors, right?
Well, yes, I mean, but that was they were, the British that were there. I don't really know.
It was effectively the terrorism of its time.
Right.
I will concur with you on that. But terrorism has deteriorated since then.
Yeah,
there wouldn't have been any value at all for a revolutionary force inside of the United States to really do too much terrorist acts. Now, there's certainly that.
Yeah, but were they murdering the families of the soldiers, or were they targeting the soldiers?
In some cases in Philadelphia, you saw actions against loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that happened in some of the other major metros, but it was certainly not, the understanding I have of it, it certainly wasn't nearly as common as far as going after, standing and shooting at soldiers walking on a line.
So if you want to join us here, you're welcome to do that. We're talking about some pop culture things, the online video streaming service, the very different people that are playing video games and making big money at it, too, which is like the best part about it. I mean, who in our generation, Johnson, there were a lot of people I think grew up would have loved the job of like video game tester. Because they would have loved to have gotten paid to play video games. But this is even better than video game tester, because with video game tester, you're finding bugs. I mean, that's your job. It's not as much fun.
Yeah.
If you're writing down what's wrong with the game, that's what you're doing that job for.
And you have to do ridiculous, rigorous, boring things to be a video game tester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks like it would be fun from
it
the outside
like it would be,
to somebody who doesn't really understand what they do. But it's probably absolutely horribly dull. This, you literally get to just play a video game, have fun, react. Like, the more expressive you are with your reactions, the more people are going to love what you do. And you put it online, and YouTube or Twitch or whoever sends you a check. I mean, it's amazing. And there was, I guess, controversy in the field to some extent, because YouTube recently, and I don't know if it was just a few months ago or whatever, but they started to sort of demonetize the more mature channels on YouTube because advertisers don't want to be associated with controversy. Advertisers don't want to be associated with, let's say, a channel that is not necessarily like racist, like Chris Cantwell or something like that, but just offensive, saying things that are curse words or some semi nudity.
You don't like it in my house when Jack gets on some. There were even some solar system videos out there where it's like, this is effing amazing. Really, dude? Like, talking about the solar system, you couldn't have not dropped the F-bomb?
Now, did you find that because you were screening them? Do you have to screen the videos?
No, we don't screen them.
Okay.
We explain to him, what's appropriate conversation and terminology like that. He doesn't use that language.
I've never heard him do it.
So you don't have him, liked on the I effing love science page? John.
They do some good memes for Facebook, and I don't hate them as much as I hate some other stuff out there.
So what happened was YouTube started to demonetize. Like, they'll still give you a check if you have a mature channel, but it won't be near what it used to be. And so they only have some advertisers who will accept being on those mature channels.
Trojan Man.
Or whatever. I don't know. So one of the YouTube guys, NXR, who does a lot of Fallout videos, Fallout 4 and Skyrim videos and things like that, he was complaining about this, like that this has damaged his channel big time. He has two channels, because a lot of these YouTube creators, they have two channels. They have one that's their main channel, and then one that they put more like video logs and or video blogs and things like that, more long form stuff that's not as highly edited. And he says that the main channel he has more than 1 million subscribers.
Yeah.
The secondary channel he has 100,000 subscribers, so a tenth of the subscribers. But he makes more money from his secondary channel than he does his main channel, and that's because the secondary channel is just video of him and his girlfriend playing video games, whereas the first channel, it's like an edited video of mods for him, Skyrim and other games.
Of him streaming the F-bomb at
with,
the TV.
With him, with like kind of, you know, sexy babes on it or whatever, right? Like, that's what it is.
Cry me a river. No. This is the problem with talent, Ian. This is the argument that has gone on for so long in the radio business, is that talent doesn't understand sales. And sales just is sick and tired of putting up with complaining talent, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so effing what? Look, Dial Soap doesn't want to be on your channel because you're a foul-mouthed jerk. Tell you what, clean up your language. That's all you have to do.
It's the market speaking, there's no doubt. But the nice thing about the internet is you can connect directly with your viewers. And so what he's done...
He's doing Patreon.
It's Patreon. Yeah. So
Patreon's great for them. You know, somebody out there wants to hear a whole bunch of cuss words while they're watching video games. Why? It's beyond me. But whatever.
So that's kind of what's going on out there. In other news, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Wolfgang in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hello. The suicide bomber, he killed the women and children to make a point, and nobody gets it.
What's the point?
You guys. Because that's what the Americans do to them. They kill children and women. And they call them crusaders because that the invaders are killing women and children. The Times Square bomber, when he gave a speech to the judge, he said, "You guys kill our." He went to Pakistan and saw the women and children that were killed by U.S. drones, and he came back to the U.S. where he's from. He told the judge that's why he did it, because Americans are killing women and children, and it's a shame that, you know, he used a rhetorical tool of suicide to make his point, and no Americans get it. You know, not even you guys, it seems like, in this.
Apparently not.
No, I think we understand that. I think you make a good point. We understand that. It's horrible to see it happen.
I don't think it's okay. I mean, you know, there's two dead kids.
It's more than two dead kids. I suspect
22.
I bet you the majority. Thank you, Wolfgang, for the call tonight. So you're welcome to call another night. We're out of time. But, yeah, I bet if you looked at the 22 dead, I bet you the majority of them would be under the age of...
I'm just saying, two wrongs don't make a right, is what I'm trying to point out.
No doubt. You're absolutely right about that. The violence has to
stop. A dead white kid doesn't bring back a dead Middle Eastern kid.
We'll continue tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.